The Holy Spirit is God. And when you ponder that, as I'm trying to comprehend lately, to believe that God lives inside of your soul, because he doesn't live in your stomach or your heart or your brain. The soul is the preciousness of you, the essential, the eternal. And your soul is a habitation of the Holy Spirit, which is God. Now think about that for a second. If God lives inside of you and he's pure, holy, all-powerful, all-knowing, connected to the angels, reigning over all things, including the nations, weather, all of it. If we've been endowed with the Holy Spirit at our regeneration, at the new birth, if we truly are born from above, if we are heaven's seed living inside of us, and we sojourn on this earth, God cannot forsake us, because it's us. He is inside of us. He's attached to us. His eyes are always upon us. So what has happened over the course of the last 100 years is we're stumbling around in the dark. The preachers, the church, whatever you want to call it. The church is not even a good word for us, the body of Christ. We are organically body. Each individual is a part of the cell that makes up the body of Christ. He is our head. And the reason we are part of his body is because we've been endowed with the Holy Spirit. He has taken possession of us, ownership of our whole self and our future. We've entered into life through the doorway of the Holy Spirit. If we don't have the Holy Spirit, then we can't come into the kingdom. The way in is not a decision you make at the front of a church. What some preacher's telling you. The way in is the endowment of the Holy Spirit, which opens up your heart, your understanding, your affection. All you can see is the glory of God. You repent naturally. If heaven comes down right now, what's going to happen? If Jesus came through the clouds, came down through the blue sky right now, what would happen to every individual, including the most powerful? They would fall on their faces. If they had the Holy Spirit, they would worship. If they don't, they would want the rocks to cover them from the glory, from the light, from the purity, from the awesomeness. Remember, the Mount of Transfiguration, who was there? Moses, one of the holiest. The Bible says he was the greatest man aside from Jesus that ever walked on the earth, the meekest man. And Elijah, who did the whole Mount Carmel fire experience, who saw amazing things while he was in his human body on earth. Peter, James, and John. That's it. And they were chosen because they were called to do the hardest of things. John persecuted, dropped into boiling grease, left for dead, survives, and then is isolated till he dies on the Isle of Patmos. Peter beheaded in Rome. James killed, one of the first martyrs, James killed. So the ones that saw the greatest glory, the ones who were the closest to God in their human body, are the ones that saw the glory. And they, what did they do? Let us make booths. Let us stay. Let us not move. We don't want to ever leave this spot. And then listen to Jesus tell the disciples and the people when he was saying, I got to go to Jerusalem. I have to leave. I have to die, rise again, and go back to my Father. I have to leave, and it's better for you that I leave. And what's the premise of what Jesus said? The premise is that if I don't leave, I can't release the Holy Spirit, which is what we call the third part of God or whatever. It's so hard to explain. You can't explain the Trinity, so don't even try. It's God. I'm releasing God in spirit to regenerate hearts on earth, to bring my babies home, to build my body, to gather in the nations, to bring the diaspora Jews that have been scattered to the far reaches of the earth, to bring them back into the land at the end of the age, which is happening now. That's the Holy Spirit. And it works different in each individual. But the fundamental point is, you cannot enter the kingdom of God, the glory of the everlasting kingdom, without the Holy Spirit in your soul. That's where he lives. Now, understanding that, coming to grips with that, emotionally, spiritually, in every way, is the transcendence of a changed life. How can sin live in your body? How can worldly ideas live in your thought life? How can you be watching porn or doing those kinds of perverse things? How can you let evil, jealousy, strife, pride, ego operate if you have God living in your soul? That is the understanding that is not preached, but I'm preaching it to you now, conversationally. God doesn't reduce himself to a minor version or like a sample. Either God is God, and he is the Holy Spirit, and he is transmittable to the human being by virtue of faith, confession, calling out, crying out, free gift. And what comes with the Holy Spirit? Righteousness, purity. Yeah, you're legally righteous. Okay, now you, Jesus' blood and atonement is applied to your account legally. That's dry thought. But emotionally, you've been given life, holiness, purity, humility, meekness, servant mentality. You want to love your enemy that doesn't make any sense. You take the lower seat versus the higher seat, all by means of the Spirit of Christ, who did all those things. And through the power that to defeat your flesh, think about the power of that. Our flesh is so powerful. It wants to run the show. But without the Holy Spirit, you cannot defeat the flesh. You cannot defeat the death that reigns inside of your body. And if we start getting into the stuff related to demonic oppression and demonic possession of people who call themselves Christian, because guess what? It happens because the access point was allowed at some point. You know, something happened, a tragedy and grief, you know, the spirit of sadness and woe can enter a heart and make you despondent. And it's a spirit to make you want to never forget that horrible event you saw. You saw somebody murdered, your father abused you, all those kinds of tragic, emotionally shattering things to a human. The Holy Spirit's job or assignment and purpose is to release you from that pain and that sorrow and all that depression that comes along with meditating on sick, evil things. Newness of life, newness of thought, fresh heavenly deposits of joy, thankfulness, gratitude, and greatest of all, peace, which is the rest of God. That's all by means of the Holy Spirit, not by actualization, not by visualization, not by meditation on positive things, but by means of the Holy Spirit. The treasure that we have, guys, is the gift of the Holy Spirit. Paul wrote about it all through the epistles. And that seal of the Holy Spirit is the down payment of your eternal, forever holiness, purity, your position, the heavenly realm. And now you got to just give access and allow the Holy Spirit to move on your thought life and on your way. You're going to start doing things more in line with heavenly will. You're going to notice things. You're going to see people's need. You're going to put your hands on people and pray for them. You're going to say words that lift. You're going to say words that rebuke. You're going to pull down strongholds. You're going to cast out demons from people. All by means of allowing the Holy Spirit to run the show of you.